Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I am here.
Dustin is here, and he's ready to rock, Steve, so you better go ahead and get out of here. For those who are playing along at home, Dustin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the legal drinking age in the United States?
21.
Correct. Which Beatle appeared in a Simpsons episode to help Lisa become a vegetarian?
Which Beatle? Ringo Starr.
No.
Paul McCartney.
Yes. What is the world's most common second language?
Spanish.
No.
English.
Yes. What fruit can restore your health in Donkey Kong 64?
Oh, what fruit? Banana?
No.
Apple?
No.
Orange?
No. Which state flag features a mama pelican and her babies?
Louisiana.
Yes. In what mid-2000s year was Pluto reclassified as a dwarf planet?
2005, 2006.
No. Yes, 2006. How many Ghostbusters were there in the 1984 film?
4.
Yes. What college did Bill Gates drop out of?
Harvard.
Correct. Which nation is divided into a North and South Island by the Cook Strait?
Pass.
What is the square root of 144?
12.
Yes. Very well done, Dustin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. My gracious. You're going to put Steve to work this morning on a fine Monday.
All right. Yeah, right.
Here he comes. Steve.
Yes, Taryn.
You got your work cut out for you this morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's one of those kind of Mondays. Are you ready?
Showtime.
What is the legal drinking age in the United States?
21.
Yes. Which Beatle appeared in a Simpsons episode to help Lisa become a vegetarian?
Was it Ringo?
No.
John?
No.
George Harrison.
No.
Damn it.
What is the world's most common second language?
Spanish.
No.
German?
No.
English.
Yes. What fruit can restore your health in Donkey Kong 64?
Bananas.
No.
Oranges.
No.
Apples?
No. Which state flag features a mama pelican and her babies?
New Orleans? Louisiana.
There you go. In what mid-2000s year was Pluto reclassified as a dwarf planet?
Mid-2000s year. 2005.
No.
2006.
Yes. How many Ghostbusters were there in the 1984 film?
4.
Yes. What college did Bill Gates drop out of?
University of Washington.
No.
WSU.
No.
Harvard.
Yes. Which nation is divided into a North and South Island by the Cook Strait?
I don't know. What was the question?
What nation is divided into a North and South Island by the Cook Strait?
United Nations.
No, Steve. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And that is a loss. 8-6. Congratulations, Dustin. You beat Migs.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great game, my friend. It's all right. Mariners lost game one as well.
Oh, the fruit that can restore your health in Donkey Kong 64 is the watermelon. The nation that is divided into a North and South Island by the Cook Strait is New Zealand. One that you did not get to.
Okay.
What is the square root of 144?
12?
Yes. Look at you, Steve.
Didn't help.
Better luck at 7:50.
Thanks.
Rockaholics, we have a pretty sweet feature through the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message, and we get some pretty interesting messages on there day in and day out. Steve, what's happening in there today?
It's a Mariner chat. We also have someone who has a grape-related birthday message, but also somebody spotted Taryn Daly in the wild.
Oh, no. We're going to slide into our VMs after Ozzy Osbourne.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It is so easy to leave us a voice message. You can do it through the Odyssey app anytime, day or night, 365 days a year. Steve Miggs, what is happening in there this morning?
Somebody spied you in the wild. We'll get to that one in a second, though, Taryn Daly. But first...
Hey, Steve Miggs. Happy belated birthday, man. I hope you're enjoying it.
Had an awesome birthday, and thanks to all the Rockaholics who messaged me, and I got to celebrate my birthday the next day over at the Hall in Occidental with all the Rockaholics and you and your husband and our friend Joe. That was a blast. But my birthday, had some Menchie's. We went to Trapper Sushi.
Nice.
Trapper's hooked up my daughter with a pair of sunglasses. It's not her birthday, but she got the gift.
Of course.
But all in all, just a great night.
I just want to call and say that I heard you kind of comparing yourself to Ichiro, and bro, I think I twisted.
No, in all fairness, I was comparing us in age and how I've accomplished nothing compared to how he's accomplished everything.
I think you've been awesome to this rock community, and a lot of people are inspired by you. I am personally, so...
Thank you.
Dude, keep on killing it. You f***ing shred, man. Love you guys. Taryn, love you so much. Listen to you guys every day, but what the f*** does leisure mean? Is that something of leisure? Based on context, I'm sure it is, but I've never heard that. Love you guys. Go.
Leisure, leisure, just depends on how fancy you are.
I never noticed you say, do you say leisure?
I mean, I really do say leisure. I just say leisure to sound like a, you know, pompous jerk.
So do you say, I think, I'm pretty sure you say measure, but do you, because I know there's a contingent of people, my wife is one of them, that doesn't say measure, they say major.
That's how my father-in-law says it. It drives me up a wall.
And I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
Because everything else she says, like, how it should be said, but and who am I to tell somebody how they should be pronouncing things, because I'm not that person. But whenever she says major, I'm like, it always, I have to think about it for a second. Like, what are you saying?
Oh, no.
Okay. This is our next voice message.
A big thanks to The Rock for showing us some support. South Kitsap High, keep voting for the new stadium, and go Wolves.
Shout out to all the fine people over in the Kitsap Peninsula who've been like showing us love for having what we had the principal and somebody else from South Kitsap High on to talk about this. And you know more about it than I do.
Yes, so they are up for it. T-Mobile is giving one school somewhere in the country $1 million to upgrade their stadium and their weight room. And South Kitsap is one of the top 25, the only school in the state of Washington. So they need as many votes as possible. And I think there's some school in Arkansas right now that's winning, so we got to crush them.
Okay, so people could just go, if they go to the Daily Migs social media page, our Facebook page, we have a link for it up there.
Absolutely. Go find it and vote. You can vote once a day per email. So if you have more than one email, Steve Miggs.
I have three.
That's what I've been doing every day. I've been voting three times a day with all three of my emails for South Kitsap Go Wolves.
I do love, I read the comments and then somebody else is like, how about we build a second school instead, or how about we do this? And everyone's just like, this isn't like, we're not picking where the money goes to.
No.
We're just trying to win a contest where they're going to renovate our stadium. Can we not poo-poo on this?
It's such a cool thing that T-Mobile is doing. So go vote for South Kitsap. They're our local heroes that we want to see this happen for. It's very exciting.
Go Wolves.
Go Wolves.
Hey, this message is for T-Dog. Was that you that I saw at the Heather McMahon show? I'm pretty sure my wife and I saw you there. And if so, love to hear what you thought about the show. I thought she was really funny. I also thought Adam Ray was hilarious.
Well, based on your reaction, I believe that it was you at the Heather McMahon show.
It was me at the Heather McMahon show. It was awesome. Like, you could just tell being out and about before the show, like, which groups of ladies were going. And Adam Ray opened up. He was hilarious and so fantastic. But, you know, she just kind of stepped in it a couple weeks ago with the Ryder Cup.
See, I was about to say, I never even knew anything about Heather McMahon until all of a sudden she was in the news because she got everybody to chant, like, F Rory McIlroy, and it was like a big controversy about that, and she was like the host and all that stuff.
Yeah, she was emceeing one of the holes, and apparently the chant had already started. She just then continued it on the microphone, so now it's like coming through the speakers, but they were already chanting it, so people need the context of the fact that she didn't start the chanting. She just decided to do it on the microphone.
Did she talk about it at the show?
Oh, she came right out of the gate and talked about it. She's like, guys, I got canceled this week. I mean, she was so funny, and her crowd work was fantastic. She, like, I am a Delta Gamma, but she went to Ole Miss. Obviously, I went to Wazoo, so I feel very connected to her because she's a DG.
Okay, so that's why you went with all your sorority sisters.
I did. We wore coordinated sweatshirts. We were dorks. We were such dorks.
Did you get to meet her then?
I wish, but I did go meet Adam Ray. I kind of fangirled on him a little bit too. Like, hi, Adam. You were so funny. Are you going to the Mariners games this weekend?
I'd imagine his answer was yes.
I think he went to the Seahawks game yesterday. I think he went to all the games.
Yeah, well, he's friends with all those guys.
I know. Like,
he's friends with Big Dumper. He's friends with the coach of the Seahawks. Whenever I see him post stuff on social media, this guy is like hanging out with everyone. He was partying in the locker room when they won the ALDS as well.
Are we just talking to the wrong people, Steve? How do we become friends with these athletes?
I guess we got to be funnier.
We'll work on that.
Not really.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Oh, it was a tough loss for the Seahawks yesterday against Tampa Bay. So we're going to recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
Can't we just talk Mariners with him?
Yes.
Sounders?
Yes.
All right, good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can hear anywhere you listen to your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy joins us now. And Mitch, I know we got to talk a little Seahawks. It'll be way more fun to talk Mariners, but yesterday was a rough one for those Seahawks.
I don't know that it'll be much more fun to talk about Mariners. It will be more fun to talk about Mariners, but I'm good and worried about what's about to happen this week. So, yeah, you got me on eggshells here. This may not be a good chat. We may want to go straight to drive by Incubus.
Incubus?
Close enough.
I don't know where you want to start with the Mariners or the Seahawks, but the Seahawks game, there's a lot of layers to that. The one that I'm having trouble doing away with it right now is just the disappointment of losing that game under the circumstances that they did. And, very, very disappointing. It's got to be the most disappointed that I've been since Mike McDonald's come here.
Yep.
In the way they lost the game. There's just so much to dissect. But at the end of the day, he was brought here to be a great defensive coach. We looked like the Seahawks were going to be a good defensive team, maybe a great defensive team. And going back to the last half of the fourth quarter against the Cardinals on that Thursday night where they survived, and then yesterday against the Bucks was just really inexcusable. Just a colossal failure defensively in every aspect. And they got to be looking for answers. They got to be looking for answers this morning, guys. And I don't know where they're going to find them. But when you lose a game, when you're supposed to be a very good defensive team, where your offense scores 35 points and the quarterback, besides the last play, the last interception, is as great as Sam Darnold was yesterday, mm-hmm. and you're able to run the ball at 6.1 yards a carry, when you're able to do all those things offensively and put 35 points on the board, a Mike McDonald coach team simply can't lose the game. You just can't lose the game.
I know that we had some injuries, but I mean, it just felt like as if like these guys were just the secondary was just not anywhere near any of their receivers. I mean, there were some moments during the game where I'm like, is there anybody that's going to be next to this guy to stop him? It was very infuriating.
It's a great point. It's one that we dove into a lot on the show that was released this morning. They were without players. They were without key players, Julian Love and Devin Witherspoon, to start the game. And then the much maligned Reek Woolen after he had a concussion or concussion-like symptoms in the later stages of the game. So, yes, they were shorthanded, but to your point, there's two types of getting beaten in pass defense. There's where the receivers are a step or two ahead of your corners, your defensive backs, or they're making better plays on the balls and they're just beating your guys. And then there is what happened yesterday, which is wide receivers running free.
Mm-hmm.
I would say of the 29 completions that Baker Mayfield had, I would say 18 to 20 of them conservatively, he was throwing to guys where there was nobody nearby. Now, that felt like a system, a scheme thing, a coaching thing, a not being prepared for Tampa's offense thing. That didn't feel like, oh, second stringers were getting beaten because they weren't even in the picture. So, the only reasonable explanation is that Mike McDonald got outcoached. His defensive staff got completely outcoached because they weren't even in the vicinity of where these guys were catching balls. Over the middle, 8, 10, 15 yards, no Seahawks defenders in sight. So it was maddening for sure, Migsy.
It's a bummer when you look at like how great of an offensive performance you got from Sam Darnold. And also, I mean, A.J. Barner just really, like, it was a lot of fun to just see him play as well as he did in the tight end position. It's just, one of those games, like you said, it's just like you just kind of expect it a little bit better. And then I remember when Jason Myers missed that field goal. I'm like, I hope that's not going to be the reason. And then when do we go fast forward to the end of the game? You're like, man, that field goal would have been nice if we had it.
There are positives. It's just, everybody's a little different. Every sports fan is a little different. I have trouble seeing through the negatives to the positive, especially 12 hours later on a radio show. So I'm probably not the right guy to ask. There's somebody who's more level-headed than I that would say, Mitch, you're missing the bigger picture statement from yesterday's game, which is more important than what you're talking about, which is the disappointing defense and the fact that they lost. Somebody, maybe not me, would come on your show and say, the bigger takeaway from yesterday's game and the first 5 weeks of the season is Sam Darnold. When they acquired Sam Darnold, we didn't know what they had. I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, I didn't like the acquisition of Sam Darnold. I thought that Geno Smith was a better quarterback. I didn't think much of Sam Darnold the years before he got to Minnesota. He had one good year last year, and when the chips were down and the games were most important, he faded at the end of the year. I was not in the Sam Darnold camp, but if you want to try to parse through the negative to the positive, which is it looks like, and it's still a little early to definitively make the comment, but it certainly looks like Sam Darnold is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
That he's a franchise-winning quarterback. He is a quarterback that, with the right pieces around him and the right defense, can win playoff games and go to Super Bowls. I didn't think he was that, but yesterday, again, until that last tipped interception off the guy's helmet, I was prepared to come on your show and our show, Mitch Unfiltered, and call it one of the best game performances by a quarterback that I've seen in 30 years. He was almost perfect in yesterday's game before the interception. The 4th-and-2 play, which we can talk about, where it was doomed from the beginning. There was no offensive line protection. He was under pressure. Somehow he gets away and throws a touchdown pass. He was phenomenal yesterday, which makes the loss hurt more. But as I said, I think maybe the bigger takeaway is that Sam Darnold really looks like a franchise-level quarterback who you may want to sign for the long term and have him in Seattle for a long time. He's been that good for the first 5 weeks of the season.
Now, Mitch, we do have to play that Incubus song, but we have to come back, and I want to hear why you're concerned about the Mariners.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Grab that wherever you listen to your podcasts or check out MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch, we got to get into the Mariners chat. It was a wild weekend, a lot of highs and some lows.
Mitch, do we need to give you a hug?
I let off the show, our show that we released this morning, with the question, isn't being a sports fan supposed to be fun?
Not a Seattle sports fan.
I swear to you, I sat back last night after the 6 hours, whatever it was, the 3 hours of that Seahawks loss, the 2.5, 3 hours of the Mariners win, and looked back upon the 6 hours and thought to myself, you know, why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we even like this? Why do we even enjoy this? Because at the end of the day, there's like little moments that are fun, right? When yep. Julio Rodriguez hit the you know, slammed the double down the left field line to take the lead and ultimately win. Those 10 seconds were fun. When Sam Darnold, you know, hit the guy on the touchdown play on 4th and 2, that was fun. When Jorge Polanco hit the 2 home runs, those 10 seconds each time. But in the grand scheme of things, 98% of it is not fun.
It's stressful.
It's excruciating. It's stressful. It's excruciating. We're much better off going to a ballet than sitting watching that stuff. And it's just, I don't even know why we do it to ourselves, why we even enjoy it. And even as I sit here the next morning after the Mariners win, I feel like I lost my life expectancy was reduced yesterday, you know, at least 18 to 20 months, I would think, by watching those two games. So I don't know why we do it. You know, they're 1-1. I guess you feel good about the fact that they won last night. I really felt like they needed to win game one of the series. They had so many things going for them heading into that game one. And, you know, it's 1-1. I think the Tigers are the favorite now to win the series. That doesn't mean the Mariners won't win the series. But, you know, look at it from the Tigers' standpoint. The Tigers have 2 of the next 3 at home. Mm-hmm. That'll be tomorrow and Wednesday. And if they can't finish it off at home, the worst-case scenario, if they can just win 1 of the 2 at home, is that there's a Game 5 on Friday night here, and they've got the best pitcher in the American League pitching.
Yep.
Even though the Mariners won the game last night that he pitched, and even though the Mariners actually have won the 3 games that he has pitched against them, he's still going to be the 2-time defending Cy Young Award winner. And I would think that if you offered the Tigers before the series started, if you said, would you take Game 5 in Seattle Friday night with Tarek Skubal on the mound? Would you take your chances? Would you settle for that? I think every Tiger fan and every member of the Tigers organization would say, bring it on. We'll take that scenario right now. So the only way that the Mariners avoid that scenario is if they win both tomorrow and Wednesday.
I'm with you, man. There was a moment when I was watching the game being stressed out. And I look at my daughter. I'm watching him on my phone because she was just, I watched enough TV. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it on my phone in the other room. And I look over at my daughter and she's watching like a YouTube tutorial on how to make a Lilo and Stitch cake. And I'm like, she seems a lot happier than I am right now.
That's true. I mean, it's, you know, and I feel like I was thinking about this as I was watching the game last night. I feel like baseball, for whatever reason, is more excruciating in these big moments than the other sports. I think it's probably because of the pace of the game and mm-hmm. how there's time in between pitches, and it's just so draining. I don't know. Maybe your listeners would disagree with me. Watching these games, and I know that this is what we aspire to be, a playoff team in the Northwest, but I don't know. Maybe it's easier just losing 100 games every year and not making the playoffs and not having to deal with that. Those 2.5 hours last night and the 5 hours or the 6 hours from the 2 Mariners games?
Oh,
oh my God. I mean, we all got so old in those 6 years. Why do we even do it to ourselves?
Mitch, did you happen to see the crying guy that they panned to a couple times in the crowd? I feel like he embodied every Mariner, every lifelong Mariners fan, every disgruntled Seattle sports fan.
Okay, so I saw the crying guy, and I have questions.
Okay.
We didn't talk about the crying guy on our show today for one reason. He's wearing a Savannah banana.
I saw people were crucifying him for that. They're like, him wearing that banana hat tells me all I need to know about this guy. I'm like, geez.
Right. How can you take anybody's tears seriously?
Well, you don't like banana
but
ball?
He's wearing it. I mean, the honest, and you know what? I'm joking, but I'm not really joking. If that guy were decked out in Mariners garb and he had the Mariners hat and he had the mitt in his hand and he's clenching and his teeth are clenching like mine are sitting there watching it, I would have no problem spending a segment on our show and your show talk. But the Savannah banana hat ruins the whole effing thing. I mean, it's just, you can't take a guy seriously in a Savannah banana hat.
But the bananas are just here. They're like a home team now.
But we're left. The image is supposed to tell us that this guy is what Terrence said. Everything that, you know, he embodies everything that we all are. Long-suffering Mariners. You know what? Long-suffering Mariners fans, I don't care that they were here last week, are not wearing a Savannah banana hat to game two of the ALDS. They're just not.
You make a solid point.
I can't take the guy seriously, and I hope he's listening right now. He's hearing it from me. Until he puts a Mariners cap on or something that's a little more serious than the Savannah banana hat, I can't take his tears seriously. Sorry.
Have you seen the prices of hats these days? It's like 40, 50 bucks. I bet the bananas hat was cheaper.
No, the bananas hat, for all we know, was more expensive. No. I am not going with you on this, Steve. I am not. The guy was wearing a freaking Savannah bananas hat. All right?
So you're more of a party animals or firefighters fan of the banana ball than I guess, right? Yes.
Yeah. For all we know, the Savannah bananas were playing in, like, Portland. And what he was crying about is watching the Savannah bananas play on his phone. He wasn't even paying attention to the Mariners game that he was at. And maybe the Savannah bananas gave up a late run, and that's what he was crying about. We don't know.
Mitch,
we don't know that it had anything to do with the Mariners.
The bananas were upset by the firefighters in banana ball's playoffs. So why do I know so much about the bananas?
Okay.
Mitch, thank
you. Are
we
going to find this guy? Are we going to find guy and get him on the Rock of Seattle?
We
or
want
not?
To. We want to give him a hug. Yes.
Mitch, okay. Thank you so much for hopping on this morning to talk to us about, you know, just the plight of Seattle sports fans. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can grab that anywhere you listen to your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Also, people can give you a follow on X at Mitch_Seattle.
Go Mariners. Go Logan Gilbert. Go Bryce Miller. Let's get to this week. Because let me tell you something, if we all lost years off our life on games 1 and 2, how's game 5 going to treat us on Friday night?
Let's not go there.
I'm gonna jump off a building before I watch game 5 on Friday.
Thanks, Mitch. We love you.
All right. Take care.
Go Bananas.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs this morning? He has a record of 315 wins, 102 losses, and 87 ties in 2025. And maybe, just maybe, you got the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40 to get 3 of the correct answers to the next game. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.